Again, our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus greet you from the lovely nation of Canada, in the vehicle right now, same time with me, Pat.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Always trekking on, always carrying on with what God is doing with us. And, you know, even as we share the things of God, you know, it's great to drive. Because when you drive and you talk, you know, we share just that which God is doing, and it's always good to bring each other in on the conversations. Because, you know, with all that takes place right now in the world, you've got to also understand that God has His plan. God has His intention. God has His desire, which He will bring to fruition. Though the enemy and though the wicked ones do what they're doing, you have to always realize that the enemy is at a huge disadvantage when it comes to the kingdom of God and the people of God. A huge disadvantage, because the enemy lost at the cross. You know, at the cross, the enemy was defeated. And when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and the veil of the temple was rent in two, there was no separation between us and the Father anymore. And because of what He did there, the gate was opened, who is Christ Jesus, and we can boldly come before the throne of grace and be in the presence of our Father, and all the things of the enemy can be defeated in Jesus' name. You know, that name has power. You know, when Jesus was walking around on the earth, He, everywhere that He went while He was fulfilling His ministry, you know, the demons would cry out, "You are the Son of God," because when He was throwing them out of people, because He had power over them. And when He sent out His disciples, when He sent out the 12, when He sent out the 72, when He sent out different groups, but they all of them, He gave them a charge and gave them authority in His name. And when they came back, they said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. Even they've got to go when we speak in Your name." And so you've got to realize the power that you have in Jesus' name. Now, there's a difference between using Jesus' name and praying in Jesus' name. And I got to make this distinction. We have to make this distinction so you understand. See, when you are in Jesus, when you're praying in Jesus' name, what you are praying is you are praying from a spiritual position. It is not, you know, it's not, you're not using Jesus' name. Because remember that there were those, the seven sons of Sceva with Paul, when Paul was casting out demons, and they went and tried to do the same thing, and they said, you know, "This Jesus whom Paul preaches, in the name of this Jesus whom Paul preaches, we command you to get out." And they were trying to cast demons out like that, and they were doing some things like that. But one day the demon looked and pulled their card and said, "Hey, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And he beat them all up, and they all ran out of the house naked and screaming. And so, you know, using Jesus' name is not what we're talking about. When you pray in Jesus' name, you are actually praying from a spiritual position. John 15 gives an example of that. When John 15, Jesus talked about being the vine, that He is the vine, we are the branches. If a man remains in Him and His words remain in them, he'll bear much fruit. So when you are praying in Jesus' name, you are praying from a spiritual position where you are in Christ. He is the author and the finisher, the Alpha and the Omega. So you get in there and you remain in Him, and you remain between the Alpha and the Omega. You remain between the author and the finisher of your faith. You are in Christ. And so you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are engrafted into the vine. His Spirit is flowing through you. That is when you are praying in Jesus' name. Now, there's a lot of people that run around using Jesus' name, and they're covered in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus said, you know, many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these things in your name? And he said, you know, and they said they cast out demons and they did many wonderful works. And Jesus will say, you know, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. To know Jesus is to be consummated with Him, is to be consummated with the Holy Spirit, is to be one with Him. Like Jesus prayed in John 17. You know, His prayer for the disciples is the same prayer for us. And is the same prayer. He said, Lord, that they may be one in us, even as I am in the Father and the Father is in me, that they may be one in us. So the prayer was that we would be one in Him. And so when we are one in Christ Jesus, that is when you are praying in Jesus' name. That's when you are, that's when God is moving, not in spite of you, but you are working in conjunction with Him. You're working in unison with Him.
Okay.
So praying in the name of Jesus, that is not praying using Jesus' name. That praying in the name of Jesus is actually praying from a spiritual position, where you are consummated with the Spirit of God. You are one in Him, and He is one in you, and there's no separation between you and the Father. See, here's the thing. When you shift into the realm of Spirit, both the angels and the demons see exactly who you are. So, you know, there's a lot of people that fake it to each other. They fake it to the natural eyes. They fake it to, you know, they pretend and they play a game with each other in the world. And they try to look a certain part. They would try to wear the robes. They try to wear the collars. They carry the big Bible. They do all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, the demons, you know, and the angels, they see in the realm of spirit, and they know who is who. They know who is Christ and who is not. They know who's a hypocrite and who's not. Because, you know, when demonic forces see somebody, that person can make the biggest noise they want, but if there's no Spirit of God behind what they're doing, if they're not one in the Spirit, then what happens is they get the exact same situation like the seven sons of Sceva. Which, you know, basically the demons are like, okay, who are you? You know? And, I mean, sometimes, you know, the enemy, to delude people, will carry on that delusion, and they maybe jump out for a little bit and come back. But the thing is that's just to deceive somebody further along, so that they sometimes think that they're actually in a right place when they're not. Look, if you are ever wondering, or you ever have a question, just go before God, you know, and be honest with Him. Because, you know, one thing, you do not want to miss what God is doing because of your own deception, your own delusion. And, you know, the human heart is apart from Him, the human heart is incredibly wicked. And it's full of deception. And you can deceive yourself, you can delude yourself to things thinking that you're in a place that you're not. You know, there's a lot of people that have deluded themselves to thinking that they're okay with God, and they're not. You know, I was going through the other day, you know, just some of the preaching of John. And, you know, he was saying, you know, to people, he's just like, look, you know, don't think that you, you know, are children of Abraham just because of, you know, just because, you know, you've got this name. He's like, look, you know, prove by the way that you live. He said, the axe is already at the root of the tree. And, you know, it's there, it's getting ready to sever the roots. It's like, I mean, the judgment of God is right there. And, you know, the thing is a lot of people, they're living on the precipice of the judgment of God, and they're carrying on like, you know, that everything's okay, and it's not. look, are you ready to stand before God? And if you're not, then there's a problem. And, you know, you got to get right while there's still time, while there's still a chance. You need to get on God's page while you have that opportunity, before you have that chance. So, but praying in Jesus' name is praying from a spiritual position. And when you are aligned with Him, and that alignment is in threefold. It's in a spiritual alignment. It's alignment of your soul, you know, or your mind, where you let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. That's where your mind is tuned to the Word and to the truth of the Word, and not the lie of the world and the carnal reality that you're around. And that's also an alignment of your flesh, which is where you, as Paul said, you beat the body and make it your slave. You make your body subject to the will and the Spirit of God. You choose to, put all of yourself before Him and let your body be truly the temple of the living God. And a place where you know that the Spirit of God is welcome. That, when you align those three, and there's something that you have a role to play in that too. God gives you the power by His Spirit, but you still got to want it through your own desire and your own free will. And when you are aligned in those three areas, that's a place where there's an incredible release of the power of God through you. Not that we're the ones that do it, because God's the one that does it through us, but there's definitely something that you and I can do to participate and to put ourselves in a place where, you know, we are working in conjunction with His Spirit, and it's not just Him doing things in spite of us, because He'll still accomplish His will. But you want to be a partner with what God's doing. You want to be in step with what God's doing, not just somebody that is kind of floating in between, you know, the kingdom of light in this world. So those are just some initial things. Pat?
What you thinking, man?
Yeah, I think it's be one with God, you know, because every day your heart deceives you. It happened to all of us. You know, every day you get tempted, and you know, even us, we fall. We fall. You know, you can wake up one morning and you pray for a couple hours, and then you find yourself sinning an hour later. You know, so I think it's just important to always be honest to God and go to Him, because He is our source. He is the one that gives us strength every day to overcome all these temptations. And the time that you do fall, that you just get back up really quickly. Because the longer you wait to get back up, the harder it gets. And that's what the enemy wants you to be. He wants you to stay down as long as you can, right? Because when you're down, you're very ineffective for the kingdom of God. And it's, sometimes we forget about that as a human being. We forget that, Jesus has died on the cross for our sin. And He's, He's our King. He forgive us for all of our sins. And that's because that's why He died on the cross for our sin, right? But we cannot keep on living in sin. And just the other day, actually, me and Govinda were talking about, you know, when somebody gets, receives Christ, you know, the first thing they should go through is probably deliverance.
Exactly.
Because they've been through so much, and they have, you know, just acquired some patterns of their life that is evil, and it should go through deliverance. You know, deliverance is not just for the person that is possessed, that's talking weird or however it is. You know, it's for the person that's holding on to certain things. Because, you know, it happened to me a couple times that God has called me to just either erase some people's phone number in my phone or take some people out of my Facebook, and it was very difficult to do that. And I started thinking, like, wow, that is so hard to do. You know, it was super difficult for me to do, but, you know, I did it, but it took me a while. It took me a while to realize that. It took me a while to even do it, just do that, you know, that motion of erasing people out of my calendar or my phone or my Facebook, whatever it was, right? Because it was important for my growth for me to do that. It was very important. So yeah, it's one of those things, you know, just keep up and keep it on and hang on to him. Had a mentor of mine, that James, he said, you know, when you're at the end of the rope, you know, you gotta just gotta make a knot and just hang on God, hang on to him, hang on to his word, you know. And when you fall, get back up right now. At that moment, realize that whatever you did was a sin, ask for forgiveness, and get back up. So yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, along those lines too, on Faith Mix, if you go into the spiritual war section, there's a tab on the left side of the main page. So faithmix.com, you go over to the left hand side, there's a section called spiritual war, and if you look inside there, there's actually, or it might also be in the prayer section, I'm not sure, one of those two tabs, but there's a section of warfare prayers and things that you can click on, things that the resources that have been put up that you can download, and things that you can go through that'll help you in that area. Because see, the one thing too is that, look, every one of us, before the Spirit of God quickened us and before we became alive in Christ, the world had its hooks in us. And what deliverance is it's basically clearing out the devil, and in any place where the devil might have had a hook in you, for whatever reason, it's basically closing that up and saying, devil, you got no place. My life is completely bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, and I belong 100% to him, and you have zero invitation, either willingly or unwillingly, to access my life and to be any part of who I am. And so, you know, part of it too is bringing, see, okay, there's a scripture in John chapter 3 where it talks about, you know, how, Jesus said, you know, now this is the verdict, that light came into the world, but men love darkness more than light because their deeds are evil. They want to stay in the darkness. So they don't comprehend the light. They don't want to come into the light because of the darkness that's in their hearts and the darkness of their deeds. So what you're doing when you're going through deliverance is you are actually bringing everything into the light. And, you know, the devil's like a fungus. You know, once he gets into the light, he can't continue to grow. He starts to die in the light. You know, things for the devil die and dry up in the light. He doesn't want things to be brought into the light. Even the word occult, it means hidden. You know, when people talk about occult practices, the occult is just something that is hidden. You know, the devil tries to do things in hiding. They try to do things. They try to strike at night. They try to do things when nobody else is watching or nobody else can see. You know, that's how the devil works, because he's a coward, and cowards work behind the scenes. So, you know, you know, what you're doing when you go through deliverance is you are bringing everything into the light. You're bringing it before the Father, and you are allowing the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God, to set you free to every demonic force that would have any hook in you. You are allowing God, and you're asking God in Jesus' name for that freedom. And you are in Jesus' name commanding the devil to get out. And look, there's different ways that demons access people's lives, all right? You know, if you've played around with witchcraft, if you've played around with, you know, Ouija boards, or you've gone to different types of people and you've messed around with the spiritual realm, but not that which is in Christ Jesus, but other stuff, that will open up a door in your spirit that you need to have closed. You can't have any part in that, Because what happens is the devil will seek to now access you because you of your free will have opened that up. The devil accesses people's lives through sexual things. So when people open themselves up sexually, the devil now will access that person's life through those people's behaviors. And you've got to break those soul ties. You've got to break, in Jesus' name, you've got to break that which has happened. And you've got to be free. You've got to be sealed up. You've got to be covered by the blood of Jesus. All that has to be broken. You can't have that on your life. There's things that happen to people where, you know, they didn't have any part, but just because of what happened, they've now experienced a level of bondage and access from the enemy. Sometimes when people are abused, you know, as children, a lot of times there's things that the devil will now put into the person's life because those are doors that now need to be closed. You know, you need to be healed. You need to be set free. There's a deliverance that's necessary, you know, for that to take place in your life. So, you know, if there's, you know, for somebody else that, you know, like maybe even, you know, you were dedicated in temples, you know, or something when you were a kid, you know, all of that. Listen, the devil doesn't play fair, okay? So you've got to know that. You've got to understand that that's how the enemy of your soul works. And so what you do when you go through deliverance is you are now closing those doors and you are sealing yourself up in Jesus' name unto the things of God, unto the power of God, unto His Spirit. And when you close yourself up unto what God is doing, you are now sealed as unto Him. And then you just don't open any other doors after that. You know, you give yourself over completely to what God's doing, and then there's no room for the devil now to come in and to access your life. So, you know, that's part of what's available to you in Christ Jesus is you have the option, the availability to be completely free from all forms of bondage, all forms of spiritual slavery, all forms of demonic access that rob you. Look, the devil only is there to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. He's only there to try to take from you. And you can throw the thief out so that he cannot steal anything from you. And the only thing that is allowed in your life is the blessing and the free flow of the Spirit of God in you. If you choose that, that's yours. So, you know, this is part of the blessing of God. This is part of what God offers you. This is part of what is your inheritance in Christ Jesus. And you can access that. And we encourage you to do that because, you know, as you choose that which God has for you, God makes it available to you. You know, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So He came that you could have it. But you've got to now choose and will to access that. So, you know, we just want to bless you and we just want to pray that God would keep you in all things. And hey, you know, we love you guys and we just keep praying for you. Keep on keeping on. Pat, any closing words, man, for these guys?
Keep on keeping on, people.
All right. Hey, we love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also write us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix. One word, you will find us there. All right. We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.